You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
World Series with Rearing Wesley from their record, The Giant's Lawn. They're playing tonight at Wine Cellar, and they're being very generous this morning. You can text in now for a double pass to the show tonight and a copy of the record, The Giant's Lawn. So Tuku Patuhi Mai, text us now on 5395 with your name, your B card number, and The Giant's Lawn in the message, and we'll pick a winner after our korero with Luke, who's on the line right now. Morena, Luke, how are you? I had your volume down. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
We've got a crazy phone line right now. I'm so sorry. We might give you a call back, and we'll play Alive with Flies in the meantime.
Sentenced to be applied to quality.
give it another crack. Morena Luke, are you there?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. It's good to hear your voice, not in a glitchy way. How are you this morning?
I'm good, yeah. Just still in Christchurch. We're flying up at lunchtime.
Oh, love it. That's a quick turnaround because you're playing this evening. And first of all, the poster art alone for the tour is enough to make me want to go. Who was the illustrator for that?
I actually don't know. I found it in a book.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah. Oh, no, here it is. Julek Heller.
Sick. Well,
I think they do quite a few kind of fantasy novels and stuff, but it's from a book called Giants, which is like one of those kind of like fake anthropological books that pretends that, you know, giants have been around, the kind of fantasy type giants have been around for, you know, thousands of years, and this is what they eat and this is how they live and stuff.
Well, how would we know? It could be nonfiction.
Sure.
Could you begin speaking to the album a little bit? It's such a dense record. What were you guys as a group thinking about thematically and sonically when you were writing this?
It's pretty just stream of consciousness, really. Mm-hmm. And then as you build up the songs, you kind of start to get like a vibe and you just kind of hone it more in that way. But yeah, I mean, it's dense, but at the same time, I can't figure it out.
Well, we'll try and figure it out. And what is the writing process like for you guys? Is it kind of a group exercise in the first instance, or do you all write things separately and come together and construct those into a coherent kind of work, or is it more, just stream of consciousness on all fronts?
I'll usually write something pretty skeletal, like just a basic song structure, mm-hmm. and then if it's like a kind of full band type song we're working out in the practice space, everyone just brings their own thing that comes to them at the time. Some songs, it's not all of us. Sometimes it's just like me and Brian, who produced the album and drums on the album. We're pretty casual about it, really. It's not like one thing or the other. It's just whatever happens on that evening, usually.
Well, that's a nice mentality to take. And who is in World Series for the uninitiated?
Me, Brian Fury, who drums, and he runs our label, Melted Ice Cream, and Ben Woods on guitar, and Ben Dodd on bass.
Awesome. You guys are playing tonight with Jim Nuffing and Pumice opening for you. That's a massive handshake of power, and I feel like the sounds are so adjacent, but no one's cutting anyone's lunch there. How did you go about picking who was going to open for you?
Well, James, who's Jim Nuffing, has been my friend for a long time, mm-hmm. and we've played shows together for years. We even did like a split EP in 2015. So his band's fairly, his band is like a live thing at the moment. They had a record out a couple of years ago, so that was just like a natural choice. And then Pumice are great, so had to see if they wanted to play.
Awesome. And I might regret this question because I was so deeply jealous of this festival, but how was Point Noise, which you guys played at?
Oh, it was really good. Yeah, it was sold out. It was busy.
It did. It looked so good.
Yeah, and Ben and Rosie, who are the people that run it, they've got a really good thing going. Just the whole layout of it and the three different venues. And then there's like an outside stage and a car park behind the back of the one bar.
Epic.
So, yeah, and just like the lineup's pretty like unbeatable, really.
The lineup was insane. I was absolutely seething with jealousy, but I'm so happy for everyone in Littleton. Have you played any other shows on the tour so far? How have those been?
No, that was our first. That was our first one.
Okay.
And then we're going to do these North Island shows this weekend, and then, or is it Dunedin, the weekend after?
Yeah.
And then I don't know. We might play like a Christchurch show in May, I think.
Mean.
And I don't know. I think I might try and play the whole album back to front.
Mm-hmm.
And get some people in to help us to make it more of a unique thing. So that's the plan.
We love a plan. And we're very excited for the Auckland show. What can people expect from the live performance? Because on the recorded version, there's a lot of what sounds like maybe field recordings. It's like cats yowling, doors creaking, frogs ribbiting. If I'm getting those correct, they could be completely different sounds. Is any of that kind of incorporated live, or do you stick to the trusty instruments?
We'd mainly stick to just the instruments. We're not bringing any frogs or creaking doors. I don't think we can play that one. But I think it's just more of a full band type interpretation of a lot of the songs, which is actually really fun because some of the more minimal songs on the album, one of my favourite things about this band is like, once we've got a record out, it's like, oh, how do we interpret a lot of these songs that are kind of, you know, quite homegrown into like a live, two guitars, a bit of like organ, drums as well. Like sometimes they don't have drums on them. Like how would drums work on them? And it's like a completely different interpretation of what they are.
Sounds like that's a fun process.
It's fun for me.
Yeah.
It's fun for me.
That's what it's all about. Well, we're excited to see what it looks like, what it sounds like this evening at Wine Cellar. You guys are doing tickets are $20, and you're also doing a show only special of $50 for a ticket and an LP, which is a insane deal. So
it is a deal. We're bringing up quite a few records.
Awesome.
We want to get rid of them. So
well, get the deal, and people can keep texting in to get that exact deal, but for freezies. So text us on 53955. Thank you to World Series, very generous offer, and thank you to you, Luke, for having a chat with us this morning.
You are welcome. Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day. See you later.
You too. Bye.
This is Slow Going by World Series, since we were so rudely interrupted by a glitchy little phone line. Keep those texts coming in. 53955.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.